This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
It's news time now. Let's find out what you had, Novadea. News time. Shelly's here.
And
the news.
I got the Dr. Oz story. I got the new NFT you might be interested in. And who's getting an air fryer? It's all brought to you by Huffman and Huffman. That little accident you just had could be worth big money. Huffman and Huffman has earned their clients over $100 million. Call them today at 422-HELP before you call anyone else. So more walk-in registration and same-day vaccinations are happening around here. They are now available in Virginia Beach, the Virginia Beach Convention Center. Now, this is not a guarantee, they say. Like, they can't promise you that they'll have vaccines available, but it is worth a shot. Get it? Worth a shot if you want to try it. Just head over and see. You can also still get an appointment there to make sure you have a spot for your shot. Here's the thing, though. The Virginia Beach Department of Health told News 3 that about 200 people did the walk-up vaccinations before noon yesterday, and they still had another 800 shots available for walk-in.
Oh, my gosh. So, that's a ton.
Yeah, they have shots. There were actually over 2,000 appointments that were vacant last week. So, you know, big surplus there.
Yeah.
Pretty much seems like if you want a shot, you can go get one. I mean, they can't guarantee. They have to put that little disclaimer because if 2,000 people suddenly showed up, yeah, exactly.
Let's all do some shots. So this ties in with Sunday, right? Because this Sunday, all of Virginia is open to get vaccinated.
Oh, okay.
All of the age restrictions go off the board.
Sure.
Beginning Sunday.
Right. So. Well, a lot of the towns around here, I mean, the different cities have been switching over to that already, too. I got the emergency alert on my phone in Chesapeake.
Oh, wide open?
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. Like, they actually literally set an emergency alert about it.
Yes, they did. I remember when this happened the first time.
In Norfolk?
Well, we had there was some controversy about that. Should they be using that system?
Uh-huh.
To tell you about vaccinations. It's the same one that they use for tornado warnings and tsunamis and everything else.
Because it's not an impending, like, danger right now, like, take cover kind of thing.
Yes, but it is a public health emergency, literally, unlike anything you've ever lived through.
But does it then become like the car alarm where, okay, now these things are going off and you're not...
Left and right.
Yeah, and you're not paying as much attention to them.
Sure.
Because it's like, oh, just turn that thing off, make it stop making the sound.
Well, if it was the flu shot, I guess... I would be like that. I'd be like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. But it seems to be something larger.
Sure.
They have to have a system that they can reach everybody with. And this is the one that's in place.
Yeah.
So that's what your municipality is doing. No worse than Netflix trying to tell me what to effing watch on Friday night. I turn that S off. How did I ever enable those notifications? I don't want to see Bridgerton. Leave me alone. God dang.
You know, as just one saying, hey, COVID vaccines are open, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
If it starts, I guess I'm preemptively getting nervous that it's going to be like alerts for things I don't. I don't care about that tornado.
Those people.
Yeah.
But what if it's every night at like 3 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
Hey, the shots are ready. Shots are ready. Here we go.
New alarm to get up in the morning.
Beep, beep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
If you make it 3 a.m., I'm fine. If you make it 8 p.m., that's when we start having problems.
All right.
They did make this a little confusing, though, well, at the Virginia Beach Convention Center with the specific dates for walk-ins. It's like Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Mondays seem to be the days that they're doing this for the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
And it's supposed to be between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m., but I have the feeling that if you try, you may be able to.
Yeah.
Maybe able to, but those are the days that they're saying to do
it. Just kind of sidle on over there and just kind of hang out the door. And, what do you mean?
It's the thing where if you act like you know what you're doing and you're supposed to be there,
just walk in, just walk in. Hey, I'm here for my 9 o'clock.
Now, meanwhile, the microchip is real.
What?
But it's not in the vaccines.
Oh, okay.
Pentagon scientists working at the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA, have created a microchip that can be inserted under your skin, and it will detect COVID-19 infection before you even show symptoms.
It's a sensor, that tiny green thing in there. You put it underneath your skin, and what that tells you is that there are chemical reactions going on inside the body. And that signal means you're going to have symptoms tomorrow. Yeah, it's like a check engine light.
So that's an Army infectious disease physician leading DARPA's response to the pandemic. He said the tissue-like gel contains a microchip engineered to continuously test your blood. And there's also a filter that can remove the virus from the blood when attached to a dialysis machine. So another step further there, yeah. Meanwhile, though, this microchip talk came the same day that President Biden held a virtual meeting with corporate leaders about a global shortage of microchips. And semiconductors. Now, he says the U.S. should be the world's computer chip leader. Speaking yesterday, he told the group of 19 executives from the technology, chip, and automotive industries that the country hasn't made big investments to stay ahead of global competitors. He said China and the rest of the world are waiting to invest. Now, he made this appearance at the meeting between administration officials and company leaders held to discuss building a stronger U.S. computer chip supply chain. Okay. But he also brought up his $2.3 trillion infrastructure package. It is called the American Jobs Plan. And I'm not saying I love this plan or that we need it or anything. I don't even know this plan at all. But what I am saying is 13 News Now reports that 2,124 miles of highways and 577 bridges in Virginia are listed in poor condition, according to a report card from the American Society of Civil Engineers. Quote, for decades, infrastructure in Virginia has suffered from a systemic lack of investment. Among the findings that 13 News Now pointed out, since 2011, commute times have increased by 7.7% on average in Virginia. Yep. Each driver pays $517 a year in costs due to driving on roads in need of repair. Virginians who take public transportation spend an extra 72.2% of their time commuting. From 2010 to 2020, Virginia experienced 40 extreme weather events, costing the state up to $10 billion in damages, and their list goes on. If you want to see it, it's on the WVEC.com website.
So everybody's in favor of roads and bridges and stuff like that, but isn't there an element to this that's like the kind of this, well, is that really, you know, is there like child care money in here? Mm-hmm. Are there other programs?
Sure, right?
That,
everything's all tied in with everything else. It can never just be one thing.
No, that's not possible. Physically not possible. Nope. We've done these jobs for a couple of decades now. It's not possible.
No.
Never seen one.
Nope.
Never seen a streamlined anything.
Nope. It's
amazing.
It's got it a little extra.
I lived in San Diego in like 30 years ago. When we moved there, it's the best weather in the United States. A beautiful place. When we moved there, the highways were like 6 and 8 lanes wide. They're these huge expanses of highway. You could get anywhere. Now, same set of roads. You have to time when you're going to get on the highway. And if you don't get on the highway at the right time, you cannot get north of the town. It is physically impossible because it's jammed. Jammed. And that's exactly what you're talking about in this report.
Yeah.
When we built this stuff, we didn't have all these people. And now we need to figure out another. We need to add a lane. We need to add a tunnel. We need, you know, there's a lot of stuff that needs to be done, and things need to be maintained.
We just had this talk about the HRBT the other day, or even crossing the peninsula. Either way, getting from here to the peninsula, like when I used to host bike nights, and I would have to leave here. The thing started at 6:30 at night, but I'd be leaving at 3:30 from the south side just to make
To make sure.
Sometimes I'd get there at 4:30. Sometimes I'd get there at 6:35. Depends on the traffic of the day. You could never predict it. So. Oh.
People that we knew that were coming and going from D.C., you know, like the family would stay here, and then they all moved to Williamsburg because they couldn't count on that little stretch.
Yeah.
You know, the rest of it's kind of a jackpot anyway if you're driving. But
that little place, though, past where it gets down from like 4 lanes past like Jefferson, and it gets down to like the 2 lanes going up past Busch Gardens. Oh, that is the worst some days.
No, they've made that one. I mean, they've made a lot of it wider.
I haven't been there in at least a year, so it's been a little while.
Still.
Well, in the meantime, with President Biden, his dog Major back in the news again. The first rescue dog at the White House is going back to obedience school after the 2 biting incidents. Quote, the off-site private training will take place in Washington, D.C., and is expected to last a few weeks. That's what Joe Biden's press secretary explained yesterday. The 3-year-old German Shepherd has bitten a Secret Service agent and another White House staffer, though neither of the incidents resulted in a serious injury.
Mm-hmm.
The Biden's other dog, 13-year-old Champ, is doing just fine, not biting anybody, but the president defended Major after the first incident, saying every door you turn to, there's a guy in a black jacket.
Right.
You turn a corner, there's 2 people you don't know at all, and he moves to protect. Now, cabinet member Pete Buttigieg defended Major, saying the dog greeted him at the Oval Office. Quote, I know there's been some stories about him, but my interactions with him have been great.
And that's all that matters.
Yeah.
That's let's say, come on, guys.
Now, also in animals, a former Playboy model and famous bunny breeder is offering the equivalent of $1,300, which sounds like a weird sentence, but she's in the UK, so, you know, conversion and stuff. But she's offering that for the return of her world record-holding bunny. Somebody stole a bunny from a former Playboy bunny.
Wow.
It's the circle.
That's kind of redundant.
Poo. Yeah. The bunny was stolen from its home over the weekend. Yeah. According to a tweet, a very sad day. Guinness World Record Darius has been stolen from his home. That's what Annette Edwards tweeted about her 10-year-old continental rabbit, who is 4 feet, 4 inches long, holds the Guinness World Record for the world's largest rabbit. Quote, the police are doing the best to find who has taken him. There is a reward. As this report says, the theft marks a heartbreaking blow for the 68-year-old mother of 10 and former glamour model who has held the world record since 2008 with four of her animals, having captured the title of, you know, biggest rabbit. While Darius currently holds the world record for his size, he's slated to be eclipsed by his offspring, Lewis and Daisy May, who both already measure over 4 feet long.
Wow.
So they're on the way.
Gigantic.
Yeah. These are big bunnies.
Are those Belgian rabbits?
Continental is what she called.
Okay, I don't
Darius.
Know that one. My brother had one of these giant rabbits once.
Yeah.
Belgian lop-eared something. So I don't know what it was. Yeah. It's just, yeah. It looked delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
That was my best friend.
I don't know if rabbits are my thing.
In the mountains, she was making chicken wings, rabbit drumsticks, whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She thought it would be great to raise rabbits and make them food. She likes to make her own food, live off the grid as much
Food's
as possible.
Food's got to come from somewhere,
yeah,
right?
But until it became time to then take out the rabbits, she dispatched them? Yeah, that was a little harder than she thought it would be.
It ain't easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
She was like, just think of the end, think of the meal, it's going to be okay. But yeah, she ended up not doing
There's
it
There's a
anymore.
Phenomenon amongst hunters known as deer fever. And you have to decide whether you can actually pull the trigger.
Yeah.
When you have the thing sighted up.
Right.
And it's not a judgment on anybody. No. Some people got the stomach for it, some don't. It's
yeah.
just, it is what it is.
Yeah. I mean, sure, yeah. You want to eat, but it's also hard because it's a
yeah.
living thing.
Yeah, I'd much rather just go to Sam's Club. These days, anyway.
Well, in other news, disgraced Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein is now facing an April 30th hearing after he appeared in a New York court yesterday. I mean, virtually. Yeah. The Hollywood Reporter says that they're trying to send him back to California, where he will be facing more charges. The L.A. charges carry a potential sentence of up to 28 years in prison. In New York, he was convicted of committing a criminal sexual act in the first degree and third degree rape. But before this hearing yesterday... before the Zoom court hearing, Harvey Weinstein and his lawyer got into a conversation about air fryers. His what? Lawyer is the one that starts here.
Well, I'll tell you, I bought an air fryer, and it's a whole new world
you
out
like
there.
It?
Oh, I love it.
Do you really? Yeah. I'm the fence. I keep saying, should I get one? Should I not get one? I probably should.
I mean,
really
besides
like
just making fries and chicken wings, you can do hamburgers. You can do anything in the thing. It's great.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Was it like George Foreman's or? That's
well, no,
like
George
that?
Foreman's is an actual grill. This is kind of like a convection grill. Oven. So you're heating air and you can do something like chicken wings. You can make them without a lot of oil. You just do a little brushing. So you're making healthy fried food.
It's just
healthy
such a light conversation happening before such a heavy thing. Gonna talk
I
about
guess
him,
you're
right?
doing anything to delay having to deal with the reality that is now facing you because... You're never getting out.
Well, and for part of it, I mean, because Harvey only asks, oh, what is it, like a George Foreman? He's just kind of there, like, all right.
He's almost a hostage to this conversation.
For the lawyers, it's just another day at work, you know, so why not have an air fryer?
Go home and have an air fryer.
Yeah, yeah.
Harvey's going to go back to his cell.
Yes, yes, exactly. Now, meanwhile, in tech news, someone just figured out that there's a hidden voice command in Teslas. There's another one. And I love how the other day when we were talking about Elon Musk's company and putting chips in your brain and you were like, knowing them, you'll hear random fart sounds like you turn your head too far to the right and it'll burn right
behind
you.
Yeah, once
it.
They use their brain interface to... chipset that they're rolling out.
Well, this new thing people found in Teslas is if you say open bunghole, it opens the charging port in the back.
Come on.
And if you say close bunghole, it closes the port.
Wow. So they named it. He loves the back door.
Yeah.
He likes farts. He likes the bung.
Well, somewhere Beavis and Elon Musk are high-fiving.
Yeah.
And I dig it, too. So.
Beavis and Elon.
Yeah. Now, with that, in a way, non-fungible tokens are all the rage these days, right? We've had a bunch of stories of people paying way too much money to buy them. It's the original on the internet. People can make copies of all these different pieces of artwork or whatever it is, but one person owns the original. It has, a unique digital code. I'm explaining this correctly, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty much what it is. There was that dork that was selling his farts, his audio farts. You could own the original version.
Yes.
The latest one of these to make the news is Chris Crocker. Do you remember him and his infamous Leave Britney Alone rant?
Leave Britney alone!
Yeah, that was the precursor to the full-fledged Free Britney movement regarding media attention and control of Britney Spears. The NFT of the rant.
What you don't realize is that Britney's making you all this money and all you do is write a bunch of crap about her. She hasn't performed on stage in years. Her song is called Give Me More for a reason, because all you people want is more, 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 more.
So great.
Leave her alone.
So great.
Leave Britney alone. Please.
Now he's like under a bed sheet.
Oh my God.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
Just do it right now.
I mean it.
He means it.
Anyone who has a problem with her, you deal with me. Because she's not well right now.
Now, the video was uploaded in September of 2007, and I think it's longer than that even, filmed under a bedsheet from a crying Chris Crocker who was pleading with people to leave Britney alone. Mm-hmm. And apparently people are buying this NFT. As of yesterday morning, the auction had kicked off for the NFT. It was running for 10 Ethereum. Ethereum?
Urethra? What was that?
Ethereum, I think is what it is.
Yeah.
That's about $21,000 in American currency. The auction actually ended last night, and it sold for $41,279.22.
Wow. Good gig.
I know.
Good gig. And Chris Crocker gets, like, what, two-thirds of that? I think the auction house gets a third.
Is that how it works? Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, wow.
Yeah, the NFT of that. Somebody bought that.
So they bought, they own the original rant.
See, but it sounds like a great idea, but it, I don't know how many people are still watching that, so I don't know how much you're going to make off of it on YouTube. Maybe today, since it's in the news, you'd make a bit off of it, but I don't know in the long run how much you're actually going to make off of that.
I think that at some point it becomes a museum piece.
Sure.
And you're buying it for its collectability, not for its marketability.
Right.
Britney is back in the news.
That's true.
Britney is besieged. The Times, you know, it's here, what, 14 years later, and yet she's in the same place. She's still having issues. She's still conservatorship. I don't know if this is relevant or not, but it is an iconic piece. I don't know if iconic is the word I want to use.
No, you're right.
There,
it is.
It is a marker on the internet, though.
Yes.
It really is a marker on the internet. It's kind of Chocolate Rain.
Yes, I was thinking the same thing.
Chocolate Rain, I think, would sell for a lot.
I think you're right. I'm going to go ahead and just say this real fast because being in the news, I don't want people to think it's a good idea to look him up on Twitter. Avoid Chris Crocker's Twitter at all costs.
Why?
Because his dong is everywhere.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
I just pulled him up to see what he was saying about the bidding
thing. Yeah, yeah.
And nope, right there. There was his dong.
Twitter allows dong?
Oh, yeah, Twitter allows dong.
Oh, my God.
I don't follow anybody who dangles there.
Well, I don't either. I just looked him up, and there it was. So.
Oh, great. Hey, what's his handle? Let me get in there.
I don't follow.
I want to see his penis.
I don't follow people who necessarily, like, I'm not in on the porn stars, like, but I follow friends who almost every morning go on a liking spree, and then their likes show up in my feed. And then I'll just be like innocently scrolling for the latest news from Channel 10 or whatever on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden it's like some chick doing something that I
something
can't say
horrible.
Here. Yeah. And it's because one of my friends is on this like spree, and it'll be like every third post will just be suddenly like something really overly sexual. And it's like, all right.
It's an account called What Can I Stuff in There Today?
Yeah. Not even kidding.
Make me your Thanksgiving turkey.
Yes.
I don't mind when the boobs go by, though,
I mean, it's nice, but I feel like I'm going to be in trouble for like a minute there as I scroll past.
Anything
like,
guilty.
They're going to see it on work. That's on my work computer, dude. He's got me in trouble. All right. I'm saving Dr. Oz for next hour.
Oh,
I'll be up in the 7 a.m. news. Right. Yeah. Well, because I got to get to the weather. Mostly cloudy today. A high only in the low 60s. North winds around 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight. A low around 49. And then a chance of some showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, especially in the afternoon. Partly sunny otherwise. Highs into the upper 60s for tomorrow. Right now we're at 53 degrees. And I am Shelley for Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.